my most memorable English learning experience is when I was in year one, and then there is an English course, and the lecturer is from Australia, and he's a very good and a very inspiring teacher. He, during the lesson, he encouraged all the students to study English by playing games, different kind of games, and the games is very interesting. So I love learning English in his class. Yes.
This is year one of university, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And how about in primary school? Because you started primary school on the mainland, and then you came to Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, there's a lot of pressure on primary school students to learn English. So did you feel a lot of pressure, or what was that experience like when you had to come to transition into a Hong Kong primary school?
I finished primary four in mainland, and then I come to Hong Kong. But when I was in mainland, I just learned some 26 alphabets, some very simple English like good morning. That's all what I have learned in mainland. And I come to Hong Kong, and it is a very, very tough. When I was around 12, I have to learn English, and I have to learn a lot of vocabularies in a short time. And I in the beginning really don't understand the grammar, the structure. I just remember the vocabulary very hardly. So when I was in primary school, actually I really don't understand what English is. Yes. So
today you're a fluent English speaker. So what was the turning point, you know, when it changed from being something really difficult to what it is today? How did it change?
When I in primary school, my English result is very bad. So that's why I choose a CMI school to have further study. But when I realized English is very important in my future, when I go to some foreign country, I have to speak well English to communicate with other people. So English is very, very important to me. So that's why I spend lots of time to learn English by myself, like reading the dictionary, copying the dictionary, buy some grammar books to help me to improve my English. Yes.
Okay, we're having a great conversation. And the next question I want to ask you is, how about your memorable English reading experience?
Well, it's a quite difficult question because I don't like reading. Because I have a little bit dyslexia. Mm-hmm. So I don't like reading. I don't like words. I don't like languages. So to me, reading, especially English, is not, I cannot do it, I cannot very enjoy it. Yeah.
But just on the table here next to us, we mm-hmm. have four interesting textbooks, and one's on Bach. In fact, there are three on Bach and yeah. another on classical music, and they all seem to be in English. So you have some interest in reading, and obviously you have to read a little bit in English. So is this the kind of material that you would read?
Actually, one of my elective course is classical music. So I have to do some research from books, from the libraries. I have to borrow some books to write an essay about the classical music. So this is the reason I borrow the books, but is not the reason I want to read English, but I can learn some very particular musical words, musical terms from the books, so it helped me to understand better about music.